At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Old School. We're going until 5 o'clock today, and then we'll bring in the folks from Teammates. Teammates timeout Tuesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. here on the Ticket. Des Moines Adam, Ashton Honor, and our own Austin Orman, you know, orchestrating. He's the conductor up front with the – what's the little conductor stick called? It has a name.
Oh, the little –
what's that?
What was? Yeah, what, I knew it.
Does it have? It has a name, right? So, yeah, Austin out here doing his thing. And shout out,
again, yeah, the baton,
the baton. Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Doesn't seem like a baton, but it's a baton.
Yeah, and shout out. So, the Nebraska Huskers wrestling schedule was released today, and of course, their first match, home match, November 8th against Utah Valley, who. I just spoke at Utah Valley Friday.
There you go.
So, you know, the universe keeps connecting. And then I send Mark Manning a message and I say, hey, Mark, you know, congratulations. Let's go. He and I have been talking a long time to get a Nebraska wrestling show, a Huskers wrestling show on this station. And Mark Manning in full form. Yeah. 5 to 6.
So, thanks,
like,
coach.
He's like, yeah, Teammates has Tuesdays 5 to 6. So how about, you know, so I'm immediately thinking, I kind of like that. Right? So, Austin, you'll have to look at their schedule. If they don't have matches on like Wednesday, we could do Wednesdays. Wrestling Wednesdays. There it is. Boom. I mean, you know, the world can do without another hour of Old School.
I'm seeing only Friday, Saturday, Sunday right now.
So Wednesday, Manning.
Thursdays for NCAA championship.
Okay, so Coach Manning, I'm gonna commit to it in public because we want to be, you know, the best friends of the number three wrestling program. And listen, to have of all of the wrestlers, I believe they're all top 30 in the country in their weight class.
Saw that rundown. It's pretty impressive.
And I think it's a part of our, it would be a really cool thing, right? So
that program's good.
Text line, let me know if that's it. If we're willing to work with Coach Manning and have like Wednesday wrestling from 5 to 6. Because that's after their practice. It gives them time to tone down. I don't think we want revved up wrestlers. But I think that, so Coach Manning, that's kind of the deal. How about that? Right? He wants 4 to 5. Listen, if you said, you know what? How about this? I have been trying to give myself a day off, but how about this? How about this? He wants 4 to 5. We could do Tuesdays 4 to 5.
There you go.
And there'll just be no Old School. Right? Coach Manning, I love the challenge and I love the responsibility of being able to highlight and amplify this wrestling program. Number three in the country, studs up and down the lineup. I think that would be fair. Austin, you good with that?
Good, boss.
I'll
be here anyways.
Well, but I want to make sure, right? I mean, you're going to hear from the wrestlers. You're going to hear from Coach Manning and the coaches. And I'm pretty sure that the GOAT will make an appearance. From time to time, that
better
that Jordan Burrow,
his name's on the show.
Jordan Burrow.
Oh, gotcha.
The other guy.
You're calling Coach Manning.
Well, he's the GOAT. Like we know that, but I mean, I just think that it allows for this group, with all the returning stars and the depth of this program, that it would be really good to tie in. Like some programs, we're kind of limited about our access. But I think going forward, it would be a wonderful thing for each program that wants an hour, take the hour. Look, we've got gymnasts. So, and full public challenge to Heather Brink. Like, come on once a week and talk about your girls. Like, I'm certainly not opposed to hearing Fred Hoiberg, you know.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
How about with your kid?
Will Bolt, Lance Harvell. Well, he's done that. He's been on with Sam and Jeffrey Grace. To give all of the programs, to give tennis, to give bowling. Yeah, Klempo, what are we doing? What are we doing? Like, they've got two bowling shows, but I think Klempo's on. He was on with the girls. So yeah. That's all fair. But yeah, I think that would be, yeah, disc golf, Jake, that you're absolutely correct. That this is such the untapped force of what we should be doing and can be doing. That if Mark Manning says he wants 4 to 5 on a Tuesday, it shall be done. It shall be done. Yep, takedown talk on the ticket. Yep, there's I'm all for it. Coach, done deal. Let's work it out. We'll shake hands and do that. And I would love to get his take on the sportsmanship thing. Austin, let's read some of the texts about the sportsmanship and where we landed. Again, twofold. One, teams, and these are young kids, first of all. So it's taught behavior, learned behavior, allowed mm-hmm. behavior. That they are, you know, you're dominating a team and you're going to bring belts into the sportsmanship line mm-hmm. and do terrible things. But okay, who's responsible and how do you fix it? And then the referee in the high school game saying, listen, you're going to shake hands. And some people said that, you know, there's a line drawn that the official stepped over in saying you're going to shake hands. But that doesn't seem like much to me. So Austin, first give us your take on it.
Belt in the line, there is no other way to see it other than kids done.
Yeah.
At least for the year, yeah. Right? Yeah. If the kid brought one of dad's belts from home and then got it out of his duffel bag before he got in line, that's on me. Kind of wish my coach would have seen it. There's a lot of chaos after games, right?
Right.
I can understand coach being distracted. That's on me. That's on my kid. Your butt's done for the year. If my kid took his belt out of his football pants and just did that going through the line, hey, that's on me. I didn't do well enough. Kid, you're done for the year. You won't play football. That's not what we do. So I'm very anti-belt in the line. That's disrespectful. It's classless.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to not shaking hands, just shake the hand, right? Even if you don't mean it, you can cross your fingers behind your back, cross your toes, whatever. Never forget, we had that viral moment with Baker Mayfield when Kansas refused to shake his hand. In college, okay, fine. You want to big time the opponent, whatever. But especially in high school, I don't mind the ref throwing the flag. Like, yeah, the coach should probably coach a little bit better. Yeah, the parents should, you know, probably have that conversation about respect. But kids are kids, right? They're going to do stupid stuff sometimes. If the ref gives them 3 chances, it's on the kid at that point, right? Then it's on the coach to say, hey, you're suspended for the next game. Well, you're one of our captains that we chose to go out to midfield.
That part.
You know, if I'm going to put that trust in you and you're not going to live up to it, you're not going to play. Plain and simple, that's how it's going to be. Yes, you probably could have, you know, taught better as a parent or coached better as a coach before then, but maybe you thought you didn't have to. Maybe the kid's having a bad day. Sit down and say, why did you do that? There are plenty of teams my senior year and as a basketball captain that I didn't want to shake hands with,
yeah.
That rankled me, that rubbed me the wrong way, that quite frankly just pissed me off. But mm-hmm. You know what you do? You grin and bear it, you suck it up, and you go prove it over 32 minutes on the court
and
or 60 minutes on the field, whatever.
And you're the captain, and you're the chosen captains, yeah. And you're the representation of who the organization, the team, the parents, the community, and the coach, who they are there. From the text line, and I love this text. I'll read it in full. What's up, fellas? As a youth football coach for well over a decade, there's zero chance that Belt makes it to the handshake line. And if somehow it does, those players will be immediately suspended. Goes further, says pregame handshake. Unacceptable for the captain's meeting at midfield to act any less than what we expect captains to be. In youth, throw the flag. Expectations are set at the young age for what we will see in the next stage. And again, it is a representation of all parties involved that those things are allowed or not allowed. They're not acceptable. A standard has to be set. So thank you all for doing what you're doing with us and being a part of the show. We'll throw it a break. We'll come back. I see Ashton out there. We'll bring her in. I'm imagining Demo's
somewhere. He's on the phone.
Demo's on the phone. He's doing Demo things. We'll bring them both in and set us all up for teammates here at 5 o'clock on the Ticket.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.